This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. A man is dead following a triple shooting early Sunday morning in West Philadelphia. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has the details.
Just after 1:30 Sunday morning, Philly police reported to North 53rd and Arch Streets in West Philly, where they say they found a 30-year-old man lying on the highway with multiple gunshot wounds throughout his body. He was taken to a nearby hospital, where he was pronounced dead about 10 minutes later. Two other people were shot, according to officials. Police say the second victim is a 35-year-old woman who was shot in the right thigh. She was driven to the hospital by private vehicle and is stable. Authorities say the third victim is a 30-year-old man who was driven to a different hospital with a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Police say he's stable as well. Investigators have not found any guns or arrested anyone.
The homicide unit is investigating, and they urge anyone with information to contact them. Take me home, Pennsylvania roads? On the midnight train to Pennsylvania. No, we don't have those remixes, but a Montgomery County lawmaker is renewing efforts to have a statewide contest to get Pennsylvania a new state song. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert has the story.
Everybody sing along.
Montgomery County State Rep Joe Cerisi says Pennsylvania's state song could use a refresh.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. Mighty is your
Cerisi says a good state song can define a state and play a role in tourism.
In Georgia, we have the infamous Georgia on My Mind that Ray Charles sings. In West Virginia, we have John Denver. We have many songs in New York, but theirs is I Love New York with a great melody from the 1970s. And when you hear that, you instantly think of that state.
Cerisi's resolution, which moved out of committee, would establish a commission to get submissions, then select one in time for America's 250th birthday. He's not the only state lawmaker pushing for a new song. State Senator Judy Schwenk's pushing for Our Pennsylvania Home by Berks County's Dave Klein.
Pennsylvania home. Yodely, yodely.
State Rep and musician Russ Diamond's written and recorded a song.
Pennsylvania.
Diamond says he won't introduce a bill for his own song, but would welcome one of his colleagues in the House to do so. With rising measles cases across the country, Philadelphia health officials are working to get ahead of the problem. KYW Sherrod A. Howard spoke with one local expert who says we can take a lot of what we learned from the pandemic to apply to this.
So the number one preventative for measles is vaccination. Highly effective, one of the most effective vaccines that we have.
Dr. Renee Nahera with the College of Physicians of Philadelphia explains the pandemic shed a bright light on many things.
And what we saw during the pandemic is that a lot of children lost access to vaccination. Children went without their getting their shots as necessary. The first vaccine, the first dose of the vaccine is recommended at 12 months. The second one about 4 to 6 years old.
He suggests everyone check to ensure they've been vaccinated because being under vaccinated is still a problem.
Getting one dose gives you about 93 to 95% protection. Getting two doses is 98 to 99% protection. So even if you miss that one dose, that increases your risk.
Dr. Nahara says the numbers speak for themselves. 9 out of 10 people who aren't protected and are exposed to measles can get sick. Thousands of runners took to the streets of South Philadelphia Sunday morning for the 15th annual Philly's Charities 5K. KYW's Justin Udo was there and spoke with the runners.
In 2005, John St. Omar was diagnosed with cancer. That led to him picking up running as a hobby.
I wanted to prove to myself that I can do something other than sit there and mope.
St. Omar has been cancer-free for a number of years now. But he continues to run. And Sunday morning, alongside the doctor who treated him and his best friend, he completed his second Phillies Charities 5K.
Each time I cross the finish line, it's a joy.
That joy St. Omar feels extends to the thousands of people who benefit from Phillies Charities, the main beneficiary of the run, which starts and finishes at the ballpark.
It makes me happy to see people happy doing something they love.
Phillies Director of Community Initiatives Marianne Moyer says, in addition to helping a good cause, race participants get 4 tickets to a game in April.
They love the Phillies, they love running, they love being healthy, so it's so great to have everybody out here.
First place finishers receive a Phillies Charities 5K Louisville Slugger bat and will be recognized before a Phillies game.
And you don't have much longer to wait to watch the Phillies in action. Their first home game is Monday, March 31st. Shakespeare gets a rewrite in the next musical for Ensemble Arts Phillies Broadway series. KYW's Sabrina Boyd Circa spoke with the star of Anne Juliet.
Juliet looks at this dagger, and in Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare, she chooses to stab herself. She doesn't do that in this one.
Rachel Simone Webb, who plays Juliet, says this modernized story flips the classic tragedy on its head, imagining what would have happened if Juliet didn't die.
She puts the dagger down and sings Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears to mourn him.
Webb says the moment is dramatic and comedic at the same time, like many of the other pop songs throughout the show. It uses music by songwriter Max Martin, originally performed by artists like the Backstreet Boys and Katy Perry. This is the musical's first tour. Webb, who was also part of the Broadway cast, says the audience reaction when they recognize a song brings a new spirit to each performance.
It feels like opening night on Broadway, every single city. It's as much of the audience's show as it is our show.
And Juliet runs March 25th through April 6th at the Academy of Music. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.